Welcome to Rye 99's coverage of the Busheltown Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Rye 99.
Oh. Oh, hello, Cliff.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Beat you to it.
I was just going to say, all our listeners listening, welcome. Welcome here to Busheltown on Thanksgiving for the Busheltown Thanksgiving Day Parade.
And we're here. We're in our glass booth. It did shatter recently, but it has been reconstructed. Charles the Contractor has been gluing and stapling and taping, and you know
he's been working on this like ever since it broke.
So many adhesives. And so yeah, ever since it broke he has been in. So we're back in the booth and we're back in town. We're here to talk to you Busheltown citizens who are right outside. This is being broadcast in the few feet vicinity of the booth. And those who we're talking.
It's Cliff and Kendall.
Right. This will be re-aired in our time slot. Also, it's in our contract. Mr. Snodbottom said, hey, this has also got to be in the time slot.
He did that right in our contract.
It is right. It's opposite of what they used to say on TV. You say it ain't right, and it is right.
It is right.
Now, why would Turco, who's obviously who we're talking about, everybody knows Turco.
Nobody knows Turco.
Nobody. But he used to say things like, it ain't right.
It ain't right.
But why don't they do segments, and it is right, and celebrate something positive?
Because nobody,
for God's sake,
people don't want to see fear mongering and terror on the news.
No, I'm not thankful for that.
Let's get thankful again. Let's get thankful. Let's have a thankful heart this season.
There's so much to talk about. So many things to tell the listeners.
Everybody, buckle in. It's a 4-hour show this week.
It's a 4-hour show. And
it can be a lot of that. A lot of that.
So why don't you tell them something that there is to talk about?
That there's to talk about, there's to be thankful for.
I don't know, whatever the hell you want to
do. Well, I want to be thankful this year, Cliff, because so much on this show, we talk about how sad we are and angry about things and how the world is awful and things are going downhill all the time.
I don't know who you're listening to. I talk about hashtag living for love.
Okay, that's me. But maybe it's just in my brain. But I want to be thankful this time of year. I want to be thankful for you. I want to be thankful. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to be thankful for Charles.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Trump. And I was
No, don't be crazy, Cliff. I'm thankful for Charles for just today only. I'm thankful for Mrs. Potter Butterbutter, Mr. Snodbottom, Austin, everyone. I'm very thankful.
So thankful. Also his wife, Susan.
Well, I meant here at the show.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that's what you meant.
It was.
Of course it was.
Of course I'm thankful for Susan.
I have to just tease.
And my mother. Do you want me to go through all my personal life things?
We would like you to do something. Kendall, guess what?
What?
Back when they invented Thanksgiving, back when the early settlers were like, hey, let's do this, they originally planned on a fast and not a feast. Did you know this?
I always plan for that, too.
They planned for a fast, and they thought, why don't we go without to feel even more thankful for what we are usually with?
Well, that would have been a great idea.
What a good
idea. We'd all be a lot thinner around Thanksgiving.
Come on. Why didn't you stick to that,
well,
pilgrims?
Well, I'm thankful that they had a feast, so we can have a feast every year.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the fact that wild turkeys can run 20 miles per hour when they're scared, I want to release some knowledge to you, the listener. We, as in Cliff and Kendall, the two co-hosts that even get their hair cut together, we have been selected at the last local meeting of the Busheltown Vegetarian Club.
Mm-hmm. Big news.
It is big news. There were six of us there. And we all six, we voted, and Cliff and Kendall, us, we have been selected as the vegetarian spokespeople. For Busheltown this Thanksgiving, and later on we're gonna be have our own pardoning of the turkeys.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be
We got a few claps out there in the audience.
Stay tuned for that. You're not gonna want to miss that. We're gonna pardon the turkeys at the end of the show and also sing our brand new Thanksgiving single. You know, it's become a tradition on the show to have a Thanksgiving single.
It's gonna be great.
And this year is gonna be no different. Just because we are rapidly approaching middle age, that is no reason to stop. We can't stop.
We can't stop. When we turn 60, we will still be doing a Thanksgiving song.
Hell yeah, we will.
Hell yeah.
Cliff.
We'll do that Adele song. Hello, I'm a turkey in the oven. Or that's how it goes.
that's going to be one of them.
Now, do you feel like she's a little bit overrated?
Who, Adele?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
A little bit.
Only because nobody could possibly be all things to everybody, which is what everybody thinks that Adele is.
Well, she just relates to so many people, Cliff.
People could relate to me, too, and my voice as well, if I could only, you know, get more listeners than the four people who are standing near that speaker over there.
You're a lot overrated, Cliff.
I'm not. I'm underrated. I'm overweight.
God, I always get those mixed up.
You always do. Moron.
Cliff, do you know, did you see Mr. Sidebottom earlier today?
No. Well, yeah. I did see him earlier today.
He, I don't know if you know, he got into this rye pudding.
Oh.
And he thought it was his bowel pudding that he has to eat for his bowels. And so his bowels are in huge disarray today. I don't know if you've been near him.
Oh. How dare you, boy, messing this on the air. I innocently mistook regular pudding for bowel pudding.
Well, I was worried about you. I was just telling Cliff about it.
Hey, well, he did. I'm sure he didn't mean to publicize it.
No, I forgot. I just forget that I'm on the air.
My bowels are my own business, boy. You heard the slogan, my bowels, my choice.
I've not heard that slogan, but I apologize for bringing it up here on the air.
But, well, nevertheless, boy.
Dear, what's going on, dear? How improper of etiquette, dear, for you to bring this up on the show?
We talk
about bowels all the time on the show.
Listen,
but, dear, this is a public forum, dear. You're not a parade, for God's sakes,
dear.
Come on, dear. I have to get ready. I'm going to be the Grand Marshal.
Wait. I know you've got a Grand Marshal, but while you guys are in here, why don't we take a thankful moment? And we just go around and say what we're all thankful for this year.
That's a beautiful thought, dear. I'm so happy you came up with this, dear.
I'll try to get over this slight.
I said I'm sorry. I told you I was sorry.
Last Christmas you gave me diapers on the air, boy. This year you're publicizing every bowel movement I have.
Well, you're the one that says we should give Christmas gifts on the air.
Listen,
sorry.
I want you both to just give peace a chance. And we're going to just go around. Mrs. Potter, but Bertrand,
yes,
why
dear.
Don't you give us what you're thankful
dear,
for?
Dear, I would be happy to, dear. I'm so thankful, dear, that all of you are here with me on Thanksgiving. I'm thankful to be in this wonderful parade and be such a wonderful part of this community here in Busheltown.
Yes.
I'm so thankful for you, dear Mr. Snotbottom.
Of course.
You know, I love you, dear.
I love you, dear.
And I'm thankful for Austin and for good old Charles for putting this all together. And I'm thankful, of course, for my lovely daughter, Funky.
Oh, dear. Even the mention of our beautiful daughter's name brings a tear to my eye.
She brings me so much joy.
She's the joy of our lives.
She's a basket of good, dear. That's what she is.
Yes.
Oh, that was lovely.
She's a cornucopia of blessings.
Oh, quite right, dear. Cornucopia.
All right, now, what are you thankful for, Mr. Snodbottom, speaking of?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, boys. I'm grateful to the creator for my dear beautiful Mrs. Potter Butterbutterson. You're a sunset, a ravishing sunset in the Rockies, girl.
Oh, dear, you do know the words, dear.
Every day you brighten my heart, dear.
That's lovely.
And of course, our beautiful daughter, our adopted daughter, Funky, she's even more eye-opening being a father at this age.
Oh, look at her over there, dear. Look how beautiful.
Oh, Crockpot's got her.
Oh, she's just
Crockpot,
so lovely.
Crockpot, take that thing off. Take that bow out of her hair. It looks like it's pinching her. It's pinching her hair.
Dear, we must go out. But Crockpot, take off that bow.
Oh, dear, give her to me, dear. I'll take a load, dears. I must get to the parade.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
All right, well.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
I wish they could have stayed. Now, what are you thankful for?
Oh, I had a long soliloquy of thankfulness.
Did you already say it?
Yes. I was telling you earlier before we got into that whole
thing.
Well,
then let's not recap.
Oh, but I will. Remember, you made fun of me not saying Susan and
right.
Mother.
Now I remember now. Now that you mentioned the part about me. But anyway, I am also thankful for many things. I'm thankful for a life-changing year of living for love. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
thanks to Madonna, the world's greatest living artist. I'm thankful for the future, a spring when Jake Gyllenhaal finally wins his Oscar that he's so overdue for. It's a definite lock. And I'm thankful.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you have heard it here first. I'm also thankful for something that's coming up on the community calendar. So I'm just going to throw to that right away. This is our segment called the Busheltown Community Calendar. All right, so we're just going to tell you some things upcoming in town that you could do if you're listening around here right now, if you're listening on the radio to this live broadcast.
Get out a notepad.
If you're listening to when it's played back in our regular time slot, Sunday, 4 a.m., then these things, some of them may have already happened, so listen to the dates. But what I'm thankful for will have already happened. It's happening tomorrow, so if you're listening...
Now listen up!
Because what's going to happen tomorrow, everybody knows. Day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
Oh,
and
no.
Once again, I'm going to be ringing it in at Hanky's Books and Bait. I'm going to be there at 4 a.m. and I'm going to be signing copies of the new One Direction album. It's called Made in the AM. You do need to purchase a copy in the store before I sign it for you. And then, get this, Kendall. Get this. I'm so excited to announce on the show that I'm going to not only be performing some of the hits from Made in the AM. I'm going to do my favorite, which is Infinity. I'm going to do the one that's right after that one, too. I forget the name, but it's like At the End of the Day. That one I love, too. And, oh, Perfect. Definitely going to do Perfect. It's so good.
Are you going to make Austin work on Friday to hold the applause sign?
Oh, he's not going to be holding the applause sign. I've got some backup because, obviously... The One Direction band, the world's biggest band, is a four-piece unit. And I got three more pieces to this unit. Kendall, I would have asked you, but Zane is gone. And so you obviously would have been the Zane, and so I didn't ask you. But I got Austin backing me up, Charles the Contractor, and Bowels Willing, Mr. Snodbottom. And we are all going to be there. We're going to be doing four-part harmony.
You have Charles backing you up and not me.
You're the Zane. He's the Liam.
All right.
And so,
I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it
listeners
means
are like, yep, you're right. All my listeners out there who are like me, 1D as fuck. And so, yes, come down early morning, signing copies of Made in the AM. I got my boys backing me up. And Kendall, will you come? Are you going to come and support us?
I will stop by. Yes.
Early morning.
Not
on
that
your
early.
Way. Well, come on. We'll see how long the CDs last. All right. And my Sharpie.
I don't need a CD. I can get. You could sign a CD for me anytime.
I could, but it's not. It's not the same if you're out there at the time.
Okay.
It's like you want to be there, you know.
Cliff, this Saturday.
Yeah.
The Busheltones are performing in the park.
Ooh.
They're going to be singing all the Christmas songs. Well, the ones that actually, they say, talk about Christmas and not the ones that aren't Christmas related.
Okay. Like what?
I don't know. If it contains the word Christmas, evidently they're singing it.
Okay, so this is like an answer to like the Starbucks cup.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Not up on the housetop.
All right, not up on the housetop then. All right. Also on the community calendar here in Busheltown, there are... Just a few more things. Tonight in the Senor Taco parking lot, there's going to be a benefit for the League of Women Voters. Mrs. Potabota Butterturn will be there. It's the sweet potato toss.
Ooh.
You toss in a sweet potato and you whatever bucket it lands in is whatever prize you get.
Oh, now I'm going to go to the sweet potato toss.
You'll go to that, but not to see me, Charles the Contractor, Mrs. Snodbottom, and Austin
coming.
Sing four-part harmony.
I said I was coming. I said I wasn't coming at 4 a.m. Cliff, they're having a bake contest over at the Erotic Bakery this Sunday. They have prizes for the biggest dong cake and, of course, the straightest dong cake. There are all these different categories. I'm not going to go into all of them.
Very offended by the straightest dong cake.
not straight like that. Straight as in... Physically
straight. Okay, Kendall, speaking of tonight at 11:59 p.m., I want all of our wide-waisted listeners to head on over to the Pants Depot. All pants with waist 50 and over are 50% off.
Oh, we better get over there.
You better get over there. You know you got to buy one, get one for that, okay? So, and then, oh my God, Kendall, you know, we have not talked about any floats, and that's because none have started coming past us.
Yeah, I know.
There are floats.
They're all backed up.
There will be floats. I can see a glimpse of one coming down the way over there, over that person's hat.
Uh-huh.
I do see
that's a big hat.
And it's the Turkey Fryers fried turkey float, and they are frying turkeys on the float.
Oh, look at that.
So that is one that's coming along there. What else is up? You got any other community?
Well, I got one more, Cliff. You know, next week, next Friday is the annual tree lighting ceremony here in Bushelltown.
All right.
So get on over to that.
Get on over.
Get on over.
Get on over.
What else, Cliff?
What else? Oh my God, Kendall, shut up about that. Do you see the fryer float? Oh my, the fryer's just lit the whole thing up.
It's on fire, Cliff.
The fryer's on fire.
What the hell?
That float is on fire.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that guy just poured grease all over the side. It's
up in
flames.
Oh my God, it just went up. Charles, don't try to put it out.
Oh my God,
we'll be right back after this. We've got to go to a break. Bye.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Oh, I can't wait. You're ready for dessert.
All right, dear.
There's 10 pumpkin pies, 9 with Cool Whip, 5 plum puddings, all with Cool Whip, 6 cherry tarts, 5 with Cool Whip, and 8 mince pies, 7 with Cool Whip. And no pie for Uncle Harry, just Cool Whip.
Oh, that Uncle Harry.
Why bother with a beater? Non-dairy Cool Whip topping comes already whipped, but tastes like you went to a whole lot of trouble.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Kendall, the burns.
Oh, it's fire. Oh my God, it's leaping over to the other float, Cliff.
Oh my God.
What float is that? That's the
West Bushelltown Baptist Church float. They have their big campaign this Thanksgiving is no book but the Bible. And so
look at all those books they had stacked up.
They had a lot of books, and they were saying no to them. They were shaking their heads, not these books. And so I can see that's Moby Dick going up right now. Got a few Jane Austens. Yeah, they're on fire. You got all the 50 Shades are all going up. Kendall, and 50 Shades of Fire flame.
Oh my God.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe. Oh my God, now it's melting the marshmallows in that other float, Cliff.
Oh my God. I gotta shut the store. The sirens are too loud. Hopefully they'll get that put out before the end of the show and we can get the parade back on track.
Had a little bit of a delay here.
It's a Thanksgiving that none of us are ever going to forget. And all I can say is don't quote me about that, Kendall.
No, don't quote me.
Just would you not quote me about that?
I just wish you wouldn't quote me.
Just the one thing. Just don't. Don't.
All right, Cliff. I got a quote for you.
Okay.
See if you know who said this.
Who said it?
I decided not to fill in a blank
this
time.
Not to put any blanks in.
I tried so hard.
I expected nothing less.
As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them, Cliff. Who said that?
The Dalai Lama.
Oh, no, Cliff. Close. John F. Kennedy.
Oh, close. Pretty close.
Yeah.
Kendall, we can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
You couldn't be wronger. It was, of course, Thornton Wilder.
Oh, so close.
So
close.
Close, but so far.
Oh, Cliff. A thankful heart is not only the greatest virtue, but the parent of all the other virtues. Who said that?
That was Benny Franks.
No, that was Cicero.
Oh, okay. Whoa, all right. Thanksgiving, man. Not a good day to be my pants. And that was not you.
Was that Kevin James?
It was Kevin James. The other you.
The other
Kevin
me. James. Well, you said it wasn't me, so I figured it was
right,
probably
it had to be one of the two.
Well, Cliff, you took two of my quotes.
Lord, that lends me life, lend me a heart replete with thankfulness.
Was that William Shakespeare?
That was Billy Shakes.
That was my quote for the end of the show.
Don't quote me.
Quit quoting me, Cliff.
That's all that is. Kendall, I do want to say that it looks like the flames are still going. They can't. It's too many books and too many fried turkeys, and they are all on fire.
I mean, that's like grease and books. That's a terrible float to go up in flames. Who approves this?
I don't know. I wish the root beer float would come by here. I'm thirsty. But anyway, we have more things coming up on the show, right? More things about thankfulness.
Yes, we do. Well, I'm... what's going on? Dear! Oh, my goodness, dear. It's so smoky out there, dear. Yeah, we've got it here. Oh, it's very tight in here.
All right, so are you guys okay with the fire out there?
Goodness,
has it been all right?
It's fine, dear. You know, I, of course, was up in the front of the parade route, so I've already finished, dear, but I came back and saw how terrible this is happening. It's awful, dear.
Excuse me, dear. Heat is doing something to my bowels.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's a tight box in here, dear.
Oh, and the bowel pudding I ate earlier is having no effect at all.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, why don't you guys just hold on. We're about to do a Dear Cliff and Kendall. Maybe you can help them with their problem.
I would love to, dear. It's much better in this booth than out there in the smoke, dear.
Pardon me. Oh, my.
I spoke too soon, dear.
Don't speak too loudly or you'll wake Funky.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's sleeping in her mother's arms, boys.
All right. Well, it's time for... you've got questions. We've got answers. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, dear.
All right, Cliff, do you have a letter that you would like to read from a listener?
Oh, I love listening to you. Listen to
letters.
Rip
it open.
Oh, dear, here it is, dear.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Just rip that open there. All right. Let me hold it here. You know, it doesn't feel like it's Dear Cliff and Kendall until I got the letter in my hand.
I know. Well, right? it's a tactile thing.
Kendall, you're being too loud. Oh, you're going
to
wake up.
I'm sorry.
All right, dear Cliff and Kendall. I own a home in the West Busheltown Swamplands with my boyfriend of 6 years, and I love entertaining. Mostly, this consists of family parties. However, Cliff and Kendall, I am repeatedly chagrined by his family's use of our entire house during get-togethers. excuse me.
You're going to wake Funky, dear.
I want guests in my home to feel relaxed, but certain members of his family always seem to find their way into other areas of the house where I don't feel they should be. The bedroom, my underwear drawer, my office, and it's crazy, Cliff and Kendall. Mostly it's his middle school age nieces. Maybe it's just me, but I feel that it's not appropriate to enter someone's bedroom uninvited, and there are certain boundaries that you just got to respect. Cliff and Kendall, I am in the habit of reminding those Looney Tunes when they come to just stay the hell downstairs, but the second I walk away into my bedroom, they waltz. Cliff and Kendall.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. As much as I love cooking and getting together with my family, I'm beginning to feel I can't host anymore.
Am I wrong?
And it's signed, Questioning in the West Busheltown Swamplands.
Well, I don't think she's wrong.
You don't think? All right.
Now, these people in her...
She's very wrong, boy.
Yeah, she's very wrong. No, she's not wrong.
She's incredibly wrong, boy.
These people are coming into her bedroom and going through her underwear drawer.
If you invite a guest over, they're allowed to go wherever they like. You invite him to your home, you're going to get him out of your underwear drawer. Gosh,
no. Oh, I think they should stay out of the underwear drawer and out of the bedroom. I need that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Well, that's one. What do you think? You're the etiquette. You know, you got the last word on it.
Okay, dear. Well, I will say that it's very important to be a good host, dear. And
exactly,
to be
dear.
Very nice, dear. And I would just
well
say...
Well said, dear.
I will say that if it's something that bothers her, dear, and she doesn't want them in her bedroom, then maybe she could put a lock on the door or something of that nature, dear. But I think it's very rude to tell them to get out or to leave the area.
Terribly rude,
well,
dear.
It may be a little rude, but I don't think, you know, I think it's a little rude of the guest to enter this area. If she's asked them not to.
Dear, the smoke is clearing outside, dear. Maybe we should head on out and see what your friends are doing.
Oh, of course, dear. I need to go get a bottle for Funky anyway, too, dear.
Yeah, come along, dear.
Okay, goodbye, boys. We'll see you a little later, dear.
Boys.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye. But, Kendall, the smoke is clearing. I can see it now, and it's... Well, the Busheltown Rifle Association has just put out the fire.
Oh, my God. Thank God they have all those water guns.
They were carrying water. Because, of course, it's illegal to have real guns on a float in Busheltown.
Yeah.
That's one of the only places you can't carry your gun is on a float.
Thank God.
So they had water guns, and luckily they were filled to the brim with water.
I love it. I love it. They put out the float, so we're back on track. The parade is moving on now.
All right. So it's moving on, and the show is moving on. And what I want to do now, it's the big moment we've all been waiting for. It's the pardoning of the turkeys.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We are the vegetarian spokespeople in Busheltown. It's the pardoning of the turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Charles. Charles the contractor. You wear the turkeys for us to pardon. We're just going to be just like Obama.
Uh-huh. Bringing those turkeys.
Bring them in. Here. Let them waddle. Why
are they in a wagon?
What in the ever-loving hell?
Here's your turkeys.
Charles, what the hell is
here's
this?
One for you. Here's one.
Oh. You know, here's Charles, this is frozen.
Yeah, you wanted 25 turkeys, right?
Well, 25 alive turkeys.
We wanted to pardon them. You to make sure they didn't die, Charles.
Pardon means to let them go before you kill them.
I just figured y'all were gonna eat them. Y'all are such big eaters. You know?
We're vegetarians. You know that.
Okay. Well, oh my God, get this turkey out of here. Get this out of here.
I take back what I said about Charles earlier.
You mind if I take these home with me?
Wait, who paid for these turkeys?
All right.
Charles, did you use my credit card?
Well, do you have your credit card? And if you don't, of course you did. It's the only one way to tell.
No, I don't have my credit card. Charles, listen, Kendall,
it's enough about you. Come follow me. We're going to go out here to the town, not really the town square. We're going to go as far as our mic cords will allow us out here. And we're going to, hello. Everybody.
Hello.
It's us. We are the spokespeople for the Busheltown Vegetarians.
Oh, we are, and we're going to sing a beautiful song for you today.
And we just want you, as vegetarians, we don't want to be the preachy kind, but, vegetarian, don't preach and all. But we want to inspire maybe a few of you to pardon a turkey yourself and give something else a chance this Thanksgiving, other than the turkeys.
Give peace a chance.
Yeah, or beans.
Or beans.
All right, so here we... Charles, push that button.
Eat beans this Thanksgiving. Have a legume, save a turkey. Don't have to give thanks by eating meat. Don't gobble turkey this Thanksgiving. None of them want to be basted. None of them want to be a stew. None of them want to get eaten. None of them would ever want to eat you.
Oh my God, why is Charles loading those up in his trunk? Charles, that's disgusting. Put those in a box or something.
Eat beans this Thanksgiving. Have a legume, save a turkey. Don't have to give thanks by eating meat. Don't gobble turkey this Thanksgiving.
Oh God, the smell from that burnt float.
Ugh, Cliff, that smell is disgusting. It's making me want to vomit. I need some tofurkey.
Hold your fork up. Put your foot down, free the birds. Hold your fork up. Put your foot down, free the birds. Hold your fork up. Put your foot down, free the birds. Hold your fork up.
Put your foot down. Oh dear, this song is lovely.
Well, thank you. I hope it's inspiring some of you out here to eat some beans this Thanksgiving instead of killing a bird just because it's there.
Well, it is a tradition to eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
You're not helping.
None of them want to be basted. None of them want to be a stew. None of them want to get eaten.
None of them would ever want to eat you.
What is that those Bushel Scouts are putting out?
Oh, Cliff, is that pumpkin pie over there?
It's big and orange, looks like.
Oh, I'll be right back.
No, you will stay here and finish this number, mister.
Eat beans this Thanksgiving. Have a legume, save a turkey. Don't have to give thanks by eating meat. Don't gobble turkey this Thanksgiving. Eat beans this Thanksgiving. Have a legume, save a turkey. Don't have to give thanks by eating meat. Don't gobble turkey this Thanksgiving. Eat beans this Thanksgiving. Have a legume, save a turkey. Don't have to give thanks by eating meat. Don't gobble turkey this Thanksgiving.
Oh, Busheltown. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Cliff.
And to you as well, Kendall. It's been a crazy, wild Thanksgiving parade.
Oh, now I'm going to go get some of that pumpkin pie now.
Yeah, well, we could have guessed that.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.